Thank you. Sanjin Drupal Shou, Sanjin Chou. Soje chono no shancho bodo dani chozo je Bhage che 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 ben sona je Lolo pe che sanje drobo cho ne chue nyen ne sen chen la pen ba che gen sen nga zo ta da ge che de xie ro gong ju song la jiu sheng zhuan ne ni ga li che ge sen ne ni ge chue nyen gu yin chue nyen ne chue ga li che ge sen ne ni ge luo sen chen la pen ba zhu gu yin sen na ma zo ta da de ma ta yi ci yi de yi ta da de xie guo luo sa la da.
As we recited this refuge formula by saying that I take refuge in three jewels, and purpose of taking refuge in three jewels is to listen to the Dharma at this particular time. And having listened to the Dharma, then we are committing ourselves to benefit other beings. So here now, in order to benefit other beings, first of all, it is important that we need to benefit ourselves. So he is speaking about, you know, benefiting ourselves or the benefiting other beings. There are two ways in which that we can benefit, benefit ourselves or others. To benefit the physical benefit or the mental benefits, those are the only two things that we can benefit. So out of these two benefits, practicing Dharma or the listening to the Dharma is primarily focusing on benefiting our mind. The mental
beneficial.
So now here, when we talk about benefiting our mind, is to overcome the suffering. That is what we were talking about. Particularly that overcome the mental sufferings. So here again, in order to overcome mental sufferings, we need to first of all to identify what is suffering. So here again, when we are talking about overcoming the suffering of oneself and that of other beings, one must train one's own mind to benefit oneself. If you were to put a hope and, you know, wait for someone who can benefit us, someone who can help us to overcome suffering, then this will not happen. So here, speaking about practicing Dharma is to mostly, you know, focusing on our future life, you know, to benefit our future life. So, you know, so if we were to able to practice genuinely and diligently to benefit future life, then the benefit of this present life will be accomplished as by product.
The garage is alone. Send the gang in the Joshima gang in a gang in much of the Zosan Jirawala.
So, here again, all the difficulties and undesirable situations that we encounter, that we come across with, it's all does not come into being from nowhere. It is created by ourselves. And it has its own causes and conditions.
Dendru yizo shangi tenyang, rwa, rangle tade ba chin jiten sheba bo chi ye ni chora pa ju chi ju sa nga cha ma yin ba ni rani khoro sha che la ra len chi jiro wa sa na
so all this you know the presence of the difficulties and the you know undesirable you know situations that we encounter is not again created by someone else. So our own difficulty and our own, you know, undesirable situations are all created by
ourselves.
Therefore, a great Indian master, Shantideva, has stated that if we are undergoing sufferings and there's no use just by disliking it or being worried about it, because instead of that, we need to seek a solution or the solution to overcome the sufferings. And that is more beneficial than worrying. So when we encounter a mental sufferings, and when we're undergoing mental sufferings, and so there's no use that if we keep worrying and looking at this as a very negative way, but rather we try to look at it and confront the mental sufferings and what kind of solutions, what kind of remedy that we may find to overcome that mental suffering. And that is the proper way to confront our sufferings. This is how it is stated by great Kadampa masters in the past. So now here again, when we talk about benefiting other beings, and how can we benefit other beings, is so. First of all, one needs to understand how to handle all these mental sufferings or the undesirable mental event by oneself. And then it is through one's own experience one can then teach show other beings to handle their mental sufferings.
So then
let's try to, you know, remain ourselves by contemplating upon this, the qualities of the great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the past. It is just as the great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the past, who have gained all those spiritual qualities and realizations. So today may I too follow their footsteps and to achieve these qualities, the spiritual quality that is gained by Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the past. And let's remain focused on this for a while.
This is Mipa Chekhin. Ndiki kinlan chimba chajunga ne kaansen basha yu chene sasun ju dhrimi ju basha yung jolan jirin bari yas.
So with these motivations, the particular discourses that we're listening to is the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment, Chanchu Lamrim.
Penarwa tanda palange sunju dhrimi ji shio yin gane ngen dus jena ngala pensare ngala penpa dhe ngen jenla jenen dusu pensa re sangeji chiron tsogi kashi kashi la sanzi tenu yunsi giri tenu ki sanzi duwe se dana rwa.
So it is through the listening of the teachings or this particular teachings of the Lamrim, and if any of us actually have some kind of, you know, belief or some kind of, you know, conviction to benefit ourselves, and by benefiting ourselves, and then through one's own experience of benefiting oneself, and is it that one can benefit other beings?
Nyede logo karisana pena larin chimde chisu songe de karichena songwa resana ani rani gi nyale chene ani ngale ndu chi penso ani sene ani yen la rani le penba de yen la songba ro ten ba ro.
The reason why I'm asking this is because the main purpose of studying Lamrim or the listening to the teachings of the Lamrim is to benefit oneself and that of other sentient beings.
Zambo bo gi piki ki rikangla jin rogu du, miki ki chungchen nongla jin duu se songchuk maare se la darwa. Rani ki, ngen du da jebaya, chiron duu se chesho se.
So this is how the Lamrim, you know, the composer himself or herself has stated that you must benefit other beings by saying that this is what I have committed, or this is what I have practiced, and it really benefits my mind. And so you too can, you know, undertake such a practice, and this will benefit you as well. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa has stated, I have yogic, you know, yogic here refers to himself. Yogi, I myself have undertaken such a practice, and those of you who long to achieve liberations, be to follow the same way or practice the same way.
Dangan so ki chuji tombo ale zeba bi chewa ro namba sanje chamde ne ne ni sai lami pa do damba ji ma chi bi ni chi chi karza zeba bi chewa chi.
So here the greatness of, if you speak about the greatness of the author who composed this Lamrim, and the actual Lamrim itself, the text, the discourse of Lamrim, is not someone who just created, who was just composed by him or herself, but rather the source of this teaching is actually rooted to the teachings of the Buddha Shakyamuni.
Da chuju chewa se sona ene, rwa chu jene, ene, jela mebe ene chewa sonda chepa chubu sene, tundu yego ne chepa dapa pe rwa, chuju jela mebe chepa dapa pe chuju rwa sala ne
diyo sene. So it's a very unique feature. The unique the feature that we cannot find in any other discourses like Lamrim Chamo.
Ani tindu lama zawa chambo ge somba da danga yapo ina ani nga so ge hi nge ge kanje shi gure nyu nge kanje nyu gure se so na ani ji danga je ge je ne ju tin jin de shi chu tin ba se da se da ri wa je ro ma ta ya xiang ju se ge ma lan sun ju se ne ani chi ne je ge chi ji ro.
So since discourses, this particular discourse is really precious and very sublime, so now from our side, we as the listeners of these discourses, and we must cultivate, prepare ourselves to become a suitable listener to cultivate bodhicitta, and making sure that you have cultivated a positive motivations to listen
to
these discourses. So it is discourses of the Lamrim is actually starting from all the way from the beginning to beginning all the way to the state of enlightenment. It is like building a house, not only just you have laid the foundation, but also by laying the foundation and you have all the materials that eventually become a complete house.
Na ni de ji da da ma ngo de so ni ta ni ma sa che de go da ma ngo ji lo ma che de ji ri ba se de ji. Je ba da ma ngo ji lo ma che de ji ri ba la ni ji la ji zo xin ni de bi se de de ne lo ji da jian yi de ma ni ji. Da tong bo ji za ji. De ne lo ji da jian yi ri ba la ni ji de. De de la ni bo lin bi ji go da ni bo ji da lin bi ji ni ji. dan tombo jise ni ba chodan le bitse de la ni ji na ji na ja la ge ba che ba de ni bo le se ngo ji han tombo jise ji dan ni bo le se ngo de la song ju be chung de temo yo na ji re ma nyang se len ji ju ben ren de temo yo na ji re ma nyang se len ji ju be chen be na ji re ma nyang se len ji dan tombo la song ju be chung yo san ba jang wa de ji be se de la lo do ga ba ji dan tombo la ni ji de shi ma de ni ji lo che ba de ji de shi ma de ye to de ma ni ji dan tombo jise ji dan ji dian shi ma de yi to dian pa de la ni yin lang ji ka sa dian pa lan ju bi guo dan pa jiang zhong ngui zhong wa da de le tang ji ji zawa yi qi ji de pa jie pa de ni ji da de le tang ji 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 zawa de pa jie pa de la song ji lian zhe jie san pa de ji da zhe song nian ju du xia zi ji da dong po lan ni jie san pa ngang su su qi de sang pa ji da su su qi de sang pa la yang ni ji me ge wa ji ka sa lian lang ji yi na jia dian pa dong lian dang zhe bu dian la bai pa ji da lian dang zhe bu dong po ji za ji Ta le dan zhebe ten la beba de na bi len de ten la beba ka bi len de ten la beba ni len de jian ten ba len de jian na jian ten ba che de no nga so ni na bi len de ten la beba ma so ge len de jian na ja shi bi ka tu la na bi len de ni shi bi ka tu la de yo re sa na da sa ji jian na
so now at the particular point that we have reached the chapter on the karma, which is the positive and negative karma, and at this particular time that we are focusing on the negative karma.
Jidan nga chong chiron ji tishiman rogu rogas. Ini ji tishiman rogu na ngan ji tishiman yapo chi egi tau kari yoyosu. Chua tong yona roga.
So here, if we were to ask question to ourselves, since we have a great appreciation to having a future life. So in order to now, so since we all have this, genuine appreciation for one's own future life, then in order to have a positive future life, what kind of, causes and conditions that we need to gather?
Take your kunchu son la chaw sen robe go na ni lende mano wa ji song go re sa la yin di ni nga zo ni ba lende mano wa song ka tu de de re sa la da
so here what it says is so in order to have a positive rebirth or the positive life and in the future life, positive future life, then it's one observes all those ethical disciplines by means based on taking refuge in two jewels. So now we went through this the witness or weight and the light witness of the weight of our karma, and so whatever the karma that one have accumulated, and then the intensity of its fruitions that we talked about that.
Then le mege wa do ji sa so na yu ka ral te na le sa na le do yo re la so na ni la ma da ni so so pa ma so so chen chen bo de su yi jin ni le ge wa sa na pian do che wa re mege wa sa na ni mi che wa yo re se ka so yu la ten bi ji
so we talked about the karma that we accumulate, the intensity of the karma that we accumulate. If one engages in the negative karma in relation to like gurus, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, then its fruition is be more intense. And similarly, if one engages in the positive deeds or virtuous deed in relation to gurus and Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, as well as one's own parents and so on, then one's accumulation of merits will be more intense.
Nipa te ten che guwa ni tau che shun kariyo rsa su narwa kepa tata ye le nipa chenpo chi sa na yang langsa sha ni chun chun so tu guwa res lenpo tata ye le magewa chun chun chi sa na yang le tau chen ten ro guwa rsa kasi ngon sa ten che guwa ni sikri ten ro rsa
So then here is we're speaking about if we were to engage, we have already executed the negative deeds in the past, and it is important to remember that and cultivate great regrets and remorse as a part of the practice of purifications. That way we can reduce the fruits of this karma, the intensity of the fruits of those karmas. Otherwise, if one is unable to undertake the purification practice, even this a very minor negative deeds will multiply greatly.
Di jeng so ngaro so lan le ka to gese na ji pen ro di pa chu chu ji me sa ma na la sa me po so gre s chu chu de ja so na ku yi jia kan ro de ya pe ne ni pe ta jin cha ro gre s
so it is always be mindful of even if one engages in a very minor negative deeds and one must always try to purify this negative deeds as soon as possible, because without engaging in negative engaging in purification practice, even this this minor negative deeds, so if one may have committed a very minor negative deeds, but the intensity of karma multiplies greatly.
Because Bejan is also a Mazojili Roa Gomujatsi Penelensiana, Penel Jobasituna, Jacka the Pegamar was Joboti. Penel the same matu in the Jacka the Yonder on the Pen Parujil, Junior Penesim between Chagoras and the Casapego and the Sons was.
So it is, I already mentioned about that last time. It's like we borrow $100 from someone and keep, paying the interest, and so if we try to pay off the loan, we should always we try our best to make an effort to pay off the loan. Otherwise, if you keep if you you know, deny paying this the amount that you have borrowed from others, then it multiplies because the interest multiplies greatly, and then eventually then it you will it become a so the amount will become so large, and you will it becomes you will be you know difficult for you to pay off.
Nangin lo winda nang ka san sa din da den yang na ba nge se te to che de ra sa le den yang na ba nge ta da je na ba mi ba yang ni wa mi ba jo de ding de ge yi zo wa chu wa da di bi le jo an n je pa ma se ba da to ma ge wa me se pa wo xie song be sa.
So let's read through the text now. It is on the 233. First, second, third, fourth, I think fifth paragraph, I think. So, fifth, sixth paragraph. It says, further, in five ways, even light cause of fruition in the present will ripen in hell beings. That's all.
She's also sitting by the
desert. It's,
she's on bare sitting by the.
So, and the ngadi tamas ma
ro ngadi tamas yin
la so
she monsieur bawos.
So it's a being ignorant, it's a five ways. It's a being ignorant is one, and having small root of virtue, and having weighty sins, and not having been regretful and performed purification, and not initially cultivating virtues.
Deji tanda ka ren sana jidang tanda na ba ngadi ye sa shangi ge nambin de mune jana sendel migres ro jobe de chunchung res sendel migres wa ta lembo de de sendel miba che mitube gan la ni nyawa che yi jola so sha gres ro sha ba che ma do na.
So this, you know, negative the fruition of this negative deeds can be you know, experience within one's lifetime. So here again, if one is not being able to purify those negativities, the negative deeds that one have committed, then this will become a cause for taking rebirth in a hell, hell realm. Sorry.
So
if we were unable to, you know, engage in the purification practice and purify these negative deeds, then even if that is a very minor negative deeds, then eventually this become a cause for oneself to taking rebirth in the hell realm.
Shesun besa. In Izan and Hamal and Jupata, Shimala Dambasa, Dipa Massanshi, the Nippon Gawashi, Kabala, and the Yama Sunjesa. The Dab Meshiba Chiswe, you go in a shizen to Jubi Kabalomba, and it joa yino, said the Nadish.
So then it says, therefore, the Buddha said that non virtues are light for the knowledgeable who regret their former non-virtuous action and restrain themselves from the future non-virtuous actions and do not conceal their sins and do virtuous actions as remedies for their non-virtuous actions. However, non-virtuous are weighty for those who make a pretense of being knowledgeable and do not do these actions. But the little, but the belittle them, and engage consciously in non-virtuous action.
So, Rinpoche Phumbo Le Chang Sa, Tongso Sanje Dangje Tichin La Shu De Khoji Ji Jesi Dang Den Ba Re Re Chang Sa, Ma Min Nhu Jang So Chang La Nhibo Re Ra Chang Ji Ma Min Sanje Ji Chue Den Re Sanje Ji Chue Den La Chue Ba Le Shansen Anji, son desen, dene samba chen, samba shanchu ji sendang, shen la cheba meji, ngobo la cheba, shen de che yang, denji tau su son so osa. Se lo osa, denji tau su se lo osa.
So then it says the heap of the jewel sutra, Ratnaraja Sutra, speaks of a bodhisattvas who has renounced the householder's life, holding householder's life, holding a lamp, lamp wick, coated with a terrifying amount of the butter in front of a stupa. The merit accumulated from this is then compared to all the living beings in the universe of 3 billion world system, having entered the Mahayana, possessing the kingdom of a universal monarch, and each making offerings to the stupa of Buddha with the butter lamps, whose vessel were the size of the ocean, and whose wick are the size of the Mount Meru. It stated that even this would not match even hundreds of the former merits. This is a case in which the attitude, the spirit of enlightenment, and the recipient, the stupa, are not different, but there is a pronounced difference in the object offered.
Mm-hmm. 나도
Let's take a simple example of this. Is someone who possesses. So let's take an example of being, pretending ourselves, all of us, as a bodhisattvas. Though we are all bodhisattvas, and bodhisattvas who possess the fully ordained vows, their action of the virtuous action will be much more greater, the intense, than the bodhisattvas who are not possessing those fully ordained vows.
Mm-hmm.
It is because of the vows or the precept that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yoba lion, chi did, and you did so did you think you long gone by. Mamma, mamma, not a shimashima such chill say hands. Chimbata be jimbato on la soba she be say hands. Nene the day, damba than they be gone in sheba dance. Damba me by saying you get a touch as you seem to chill, say laws and seem to.
So it says, however, this is clearly a case exemplifying the strength in terms of the support, which is the vow. Following the line of reasoning in the passage, it is evident that regarding cultivation of the path by someone without the support of a vow, someone having a vow, and within having a vow, the support of possessing one, two, or three vows, the latter will have quicker progress than the former. It is clear as well. It's clear as well that when people such a householder practice such things as generosity, there can be a great difference in the strength of the root of virtues produced.
Mm-hmm.
So here, when we talk about one, two, or three vows, right? So one, two, three vows here referring to the vows of individual liberations, and the vows of bodhisattvas and the tantric vows. Those are the three, one, two, three vows we're talking about.
Chidang sangha ki dhamba lhenpa le ngepa de sota ki dhamba kanyo rwa chi goyo dhanga chong de goyo re inchi mechi rwa chandri ki dhamba chanchi mepa la sangha ki dhamba lhenpa menduwa sangha ki dhamba chi shansan la peche sota ki dhamba kanyo rogo yina kanchi shanchu shansan ki dhamba lhenpa la chandri dhamba mepa de peche yungu ma rwa peche yina je chiba yena meshi.
So here in order to receive the tantric vows or the vows of the Vajrayana, first of all we must receive the tantric vows based upon receiving the vows of individual liberations, because without this they will not be able to receive the tantric vows.
Penatino genye ge damba de sota damba nun damba chi ro mo cha ge chandro sa ge genye ge damba le ge yo wa.
So then in terms of, you know, I guess the vows of individual liberation, there are different types of individual liberation vows.
Laba de nga su tyu chen ka la bene ji ti chen so jo gi damba de wo chi le den le di ka ri chi pan du se so na ni de ni ka ge wa ka ja na ma jan ju mo ju le ta che wa do wa ra ni gi damba de ni de gi chi ba yo ju ro ma su chu ro de ro de mo cha la ti chen so jo damba de le ge ro be chi sa chi be chi mo do wa.
So speaking about this, the vows or the precepts, individual liberation vows, one of those is very helpful and effective for us as a lay person is to receiving the Mahayana vows that we normally receive during the very special days, special days. We receive those, Mahayana vows, and that really help us to reduce the negative deeds, the karma, negative karma that we have accumulated.
Chutsu yinde kare xie gur sena rwa, bena ji damba dhen damba dhen yi yini go na yini susu ki gyawa chena tab kare xie xiong te xie suwa yina ji teaching soju damba dhawa ji ni inji minji lama chuna lenga ma rwa, tombo lama chuna len, jinsa rani ki len chore, tusu kanga inchi go na yore, susu go na ji
So it's, you know, we can really extract a great amount of benefit out of, you know, receiving those vows, receiving those precepts. And based on receiving the precepts or the vow, if one engages in virtuous deed, and your virtuous deed, even you engage in a very minor virtuous deed, deeds, but it multiplies greatly. So therefore, if one receives the Mahayana vows, which is one doesn't have to be being in presence of the gurus and so on. You know, in the beginning, of course, and initially, you need to receive the transmission of this Mahayana vows. And once you have received from one guru or whoever, is transmitted, then you can perform yourself. You can receive this vows by yourself at home and so on.
Lapa tu tisun chongor wunchen za sunchu shunyungi nari ongadri shunyungi na sota di kasa genyengi damba mocha liya ilo da chongro di kyunji denyin damba. Chongro yi zanji genyengi damba yana sota ji damba jil den re, sota ji damba jil den so na ini tabchen di chagurwa.
So there are also the refuge vows, which also belongs to the vows of individual liberations, and the lay vows. So most of the time when His Holiness gives the teachings, His Holiness the Dalai Lama gives the teachings, and if the time allows, he always takes opportunity to grant those vows, you know, the vows of lay vows as well as the vows of the refuge.
Genyengi dhamma thiro, sotayi dhamma ro.
So this is one thing that we can really extract a great benefit, receiving the vows and then engaging in negative or positive deeds or the virtuous deed.
그런데 이제 제기는 가서 제가 로일을 보토에 말해라. 샹추 셈바 그래서 다 샹추 셈바는 동송지 동 선제 탄제 세송당 가서 진 상일에 대바라 장칼라시 대다 강가 샹추 셈바 차 대서 강가 샹추 셈바 다가서 가서 먼저 지만 많이 봐 코지주 콜로로 뭐지 세이들에다 배 예수 온데 되게 이 샹추 셈바 종종이 나야 된주기 샹추 셈바기 장소 나기기 마클라 아니 디노라 가르라다비기 동보츠는 상제를 피우 세송나다 먼저 쳐봐지는 선아이 체데 진 로아
It is inconceivable for, you know, it says the accumulation of the merits that based on receiving the vows, you know. So we cannot really measure the amount of the virtue that we accumulate, you know, by receiving the vows. Based on receiving the vows and you accumulate merits and so on. It's inconceivable for us.
Di kade la shangsen chimba ji rajong ge damba shwe ne ni roa chimbe ji la ma ke shu ne ni che den ge chi den ju so na da de bi gon ne ro pi gu roa de sa na che wa de se yin de jin ma zo ngui po da ji den ji che ba je so na de jin ka te chue ma roa.
So if you were to, you know, it is hard for us to, you know, imagine in a physical form, if we were to speak about, you know, the size of those virtuous deeds that we accumulated based on receiving the vows, and it is beyond our conceptions. You know, we cannot conceptualize the size of that, you know, the virtues that we accumulate.
Mengge chodan denbi mishigi jun, mishigi esa. Jun de pam re, pache meba lo jayi pa de dibasa pa le, genlong tsuchun rebe, chansong ki jinsen ji yo ne esa. Tebe zimba la sha ji, longshe na mengge wa che wa, mengge wa che ma wa somba yang, tenche go ne dibata che wa, se lo asa.
So then this difference comes from the whether they act with within having a vow such as one day vow, whether they act without a vow, so it says. Then next paragraph says, the sutra on the overcoming faulty ethical discipline speaks of a monk who does not observe ethical discipline, but who traps himself in the flag of sage, it says, monk's robe. And the non-virtues that such a monk incurs when he enjoys for a single day, and what a donor has given with faith in far greater than the sins a human beings possessing the 10 non-virtues would accumulate continuously over 100 years. So it's very clear that it says, speaking of a monk who does not observe ethical discipline, but to traps himself to the flag of a sage, monk's robe, right? So here, you know, breaking a vow, again here, for the monks, even when someone requests the monks who possess the fully ordained vows, and the benefactors who request the monks with the great faith and devotions to be and spend a night at their, you know, household, you know, with their house, so if the monks again accept that and that is that against that is again against their you know vows. So it has intense you know accumulate the monks accumulate intense negative karma.
Lonangje le chang sa. Chagun meche bawa ta sa suban jo chu yin je sa. Chuche yang da medan be yuko sunyo sa wa mi si chucha dan lhoba le lhoba nyinga la song so sa. Dunba rumbo je sun ne sa. Chula tenbi debi kana ni megya wa ji yu deba junju yin sun de meban nang sun.
So then also this, it says, the Buddha is saying that this is a case of strength of sin from the viewpoint of the support. And also there is, exegesis of the disciplines speaks of the both those who have faulty ethical discipline and those who have slackened from their precepts. So for those who have faulty ethical discipline or who are not correctly restrained, it is far better to eat iron lumps blazing with the flame than to eat arms of their region. So in the ancient time in India, so monks are their livelihood or their daily, you know, the you know foods are relied upon, you know, just based on you know begging. You know, they don't really accumulate their wealth or you know they don't you know store their foods for you know next couple of days and so on. So whenever they need they'll just go and beg the foods and so on. So therefore it says again if the monk who is engaging on you know or who is relying upon their the alms or the then if who his or her, you know, ethical discipline is not very, you know, if who is not whose, well, if whose, you know, ethical disciplines are degenerate, then it again, they will accumulate intense, you know, negative karmas and so on.
지금 아 저기 붙여봤잖아요. 작은 멤버와 사야지 내 탄이 그래 말아서 두해지러 와. 뒤뒤 자다. Tele chi gyanlun tsutri maadak ingi ini teba chenji tezete nonshu ene tele shena tsawa yodwa.
So in other words, in someone who hasn't been able to purely, you know, observe his or her vows and then engage in those, you know, acts of, you know, begging their foods and so on, then they accumulate a great amount of, you know, negative karma. That's what it means.
Tegi nyanka karesena kanje rani ki chugi netante he gururwa. Damba yuena kandere, mena kandere, damba de jesuna juan de kariyori yue mara seyide, jidang anso, ji melek ji katwaan gecha maro roa, rani yi de hiego be gecha maroa.
So it is very important to know that, you know, if one possesses such a vows, what kind of benefit that one can gain out of that? So if one is full, you know, knows about the Dharma and who has a great appreciation to the law of causality or the karma, then when someone appears to you as a very negative, you know, someone who appears to you as a very negative, and you will not generate any anger or hatred towards that person. Instead, you will have, you know, you will cultivate great compassion and love for this person.
Nyantang mei shingi chi yinna chi penna nambi chawai ta chi wura nambat tani chi chi kono kono tsiki chi tashio de ten yinba shi yang rawa chi rawa kono chi chulu kono laba jo shaya chi chi nduwa shio bangya bati gei chi chun yinna ngun zi chi ma tuwa chi chu no loja ta ha ma guwa chi rawa leya shi na sabu shu sa gu rawa
So even if then if one is unable to again you know just by if we make a judgment just by appearance of the person and then cultivate negative, you know, thoughts and with regard to this individual, then, you know, we ourselves is in a great loss because we accumulate great, you know, negative karmas.
Shene pige tele jesong energy, so so you quote the tender curtain, the chigido as energy, ye chulu de cono trombatino, make you join the palanos. Demina chulu down, me join in the jet on Bessinayer.
So it is very, very important that we need to know about, you know, regardless of what kind of religion that one may follow, but it is important to understand and important to know about the. You know, the overall, you know, the tradition of the particular religion, you know, overall the custom of the religion. Because most, you know, when we, because the problem with us is when we find someone who is, you know, engaging in negative deeds, someone who is not really being a good person or the nice person, and then we, instead of blaming that individual, we have tendency, we as a human beings has a tendency to blame the religion with the person is practicing. So this is totally wrong. So, you know, that's why I just, you know, recently when I was taking a walk outside and there were a couple of young ladies, you know, they just, you know, approach me and asking me what kind of religion you practice. And then they just, you know, gave me a book, you know, two books. One is there's two sides of book. One is smaller and one's a little bigger. But all of those are actually written in Tibetan. Mm-hmm. This is the all explanation about the Christianity.
Maybe double ni down res. Roa. Malin a kinny mini shabang and batone, any tananga suki, jinso gang at the chowder mando. Concho you pida suji down a res allowed.
Dinan,
concho you tombo, roa. Pida suji down yours. Any mini mind the mini teni shabang and batter that jiggy change and in the million del gang at the chowder.
So I just read a little bit about the book, you know, I just went through the books a little bit. And it says the God had sent wonderful people to the world, and to help all beings, you know, to help other human beings. However, the human beings, you know, in the world, they really didn't follow those two people who have been sent by the God, but they, you know, they have their own idea to live their life, and that makes their problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says, you know.
So in some sense,
it's a little bit parallel to the Buddhist notion of how the beings who are in the in the first eon beings, what we call the beings in the first eon beings, during the first eon, all beings are sentient beings, in other words, you know, sentient beings are very pure, and they didn't really have to, you know, rely on those gross foods and so on, and they have lesser delusions and afflictions, mm-hmm. and as you know, the diversities of the sentient being multiplies, and then the diversity of the conceptions and mental, you know, elaboration is again, you know, multiplies, and that, you know, enables the delusions. It creates the multiplication of the delusions, and then come, you know, bringing about all the sufferings.
Kutanda chibale gorwa. Pena kuyi kunchu yi kala manyo anyo kunchu kola nge patong ar sidi jolo nge patong nge chirwa. Nga tsu yi kuyi le yabu meso anyo zani le chin kola nge patong ar sidi ganje bosa chila bayu gudwa.
So this is similar, you know, when in the theistic religion, they said someone is suffering because he or she hasn't really followed the advice of the God or the founding, you know, or the God or the great beings, in other words. And so, in the same manner, in the Buddhist, if someone is, you know, undergoing suffering, we always say this is a result of our past karma and so on. So that's a different in saying, but it's a parallel to it.
Mm-hmm. 간지지 샤와지 제비 리브인 바 세보세제 차그로
however this is whether one is undergoing suffering or whether one is having happiness and so on, it is a result of something always. It's mm-hmm. a result. It doesn't really come into being with no, from nowhere.
든지 샤와지 기조라고 지 돈이 용이 제비지 도아지 용고에나다 기조데 간데 땅도데 너네제나 따고야라고 지여라 따히에 따
So therefore, it is, you know, in the Buddhist, it emphasizes, because it is because of our action, you know, that brings about its result, whether it's happiness or suffering. So therefore, the Buddhist emphasizes on engaging in positive action all the time.
Mm-hmm. 셰퍼보데 간제제는 용샤 아니 그 조로를 가진 로그도 세네로 야 조시 전에 자제 돈에 아니 도어 증거에서나 네 말은 되고 도어 용어에 크기 제시하세네 콜라 카티자에 로아 말에 야보 용어에 크기 제시하세네 아니 소속이 편바 줘야 돼 아니 전에 대로 알려야 돼
So this is how, you know, Buddhists always emphasize on when we are undergoing sufferings, and we must not have a notion of the suffering that is suffering that is present within us, within our mind. It's not really come into being from nowhere, but rather it has its own causes and conditions. So therefore, then we need to look at ourselves and what kind of causes and conditions that really create the sufferings. And so what kind of causes and conditions that I need to accumulate at this point of time to prevent, you know, the future sufferings and so on.
Shumada tele beche gengi tsalo tomo yun, tolo tubo kanshu sala. Sholo mendoa.
So I think since the weather is getting cold, so next week we all, you know, it's good for us to wear thick clothes coming here. And see them. So
Trimuji
is saying that as from his own experience, it is always good to keep your knees warm. Then that will like generate heat and keep your whole body warm. That's
right. 다 맞아 데려다 선비권에 답치어 아마 무비권에 답치어 생긴다 치러 단지 가전 도사리 신이권에 답치어서 파마다 기겐지로 우랑기 진진이 간지 파마라 수비 진진로 컨트롤라 수비 현대지 신이권에 답치어 생긴다
So now at this point we have come to a chapter that is strength in terms of object. Right, so we have gone through the strength in terms of support has been.
So, since the looking kind of jitta, she in case you are you want to touch us and she in chibari. Tang also, did you want to touch us a day, Ronnie? And Dambata dame the inguanero. And he kept the lumbo, Tingona, touch him at Chibayudo, danger one.
So, then also we talked about the engaging in virtues or the non-virtuous deed based on, you know, possessing these precepts or the vows within oneself.
So,
both the virtues and non-virtues, intensity of virtues and non-virtues.
Sanjana jimba tonga la chuji jimba tonga sa sanjo yi choba la ane dubi choba ne sa sanzin yi jimba tonga ane choba le chi pi to shong de diyo chone jina shiba sha wo
The strength in terms of objects among the giving of gifts to living beings the gift of the teaching is vastly superior to the gift of material things Among the offerings to the Buddhas, the offerings of the practice is vastly superior to the offerings of material things. Following these examples, understand others. So, generally, when we speak about the practice of generosity. So we speak about two kinds of practice of generosity. One is the practice of generosity in terms of being generous about giving material things to others. And the other one is the practice of generosity is being generous about giving the teachings of the Dharma. Mm-hmm. So between the two, the teachings of the Dharma is superior than the giving the material helps.
Tangazo Sanje Sanju Sambala Chuba Pia no ye any good did the Kazi Chuba the Momboyo Rati, no Chuba no Chu to Chuba then, Kashin to be Chuba Jet is Connect Ganjan, Chunyan Jet, and Sanje Sanju Samba Chu, Chuba Chu to Chuba there is.
So then again, the offerings. You know, here we have offerings of the material things and offerings of the practice, it says. So, comparing to, if we were to compare those two practice, I mean, the offerings, then offerings of the practice is far more, you know, far more better than the offerings of the material things.
Normally,
when we, you know, talk about making an offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and we all of us have we emphasize on more on making an offerings of the material offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, such as offering of substance, such as flowers and so on. But we never, we don't really think about our own practice of meditation is of, it is an object of offerings. Mm-hmm. If, instead it says the practice of meditation is the actual offering. It says it is a real offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
Chidana nga tsong kasino ni yewa bina rani ye lama nyeba siye de kashin rubi chibi nyeba si nyeba niki chote chabare sade di yunga tsong yong darwa kashin rubi chibi nyeba si siye de.
So here again, making an offerings to the Buddha, to one's guru is to pleasing one's guru is the best offering or the superior offering to the guru. Because again here, when we speak about pleasing one's guru is you know, following the advice, you know, of all the gurus, which means engaging in the practice, that instruction, the practice of the instructions given by the guru. That is the superior offering.
Rinpoche Phungpo Le Sarwa Tongsong Ji Sanche Tangji Soso Ne Sanche Ji Chuten Rire Tsang La Deda La Yang Gepa Shewa Nye Tu Tintang Di Sheba Tangji Ji Tintang Sheba Le Sarwa Shansen Ji Tangji Chinbi Senta Mandewa Meto Ji Zang Towa Sanang Mangwa Songde Sarwa Dejin Tu Toja Chong Anlin Songde Sarwa Deba Di Jilwa Da Lidong.
So so we have gone through the strength in terms of objects, and then the next is the strength in terms of attitude. Here it says, the heap of the Jewel Sutra mentions all of the living beings in a universe of 3 billion world system, each making a stupa of the Buddhas as large as Mount Meru, and each paying reverence to it. It's all their actions for the 10 million eons. It says that it said that far greater than the mirror's form that is the mirror in the Bodhisattvas throwing just single flowers towards a stupa with an attitude that is imbued with the desire to attain omniscience. So what it really states here is just all beings, if we make an offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all with all sentient beings within the universe, and making an offering of flowers and so on and so forth, if we were to compare the offerings that is making a single offerings of the flower by the Bodhisattva, then the positive karma is much more intense than the Bodhisattva's intense than all sentient beings merit.
So the
difference between the two is because when we make an offering to the there's difference between the two of the offering made by the ordinary beings and the Bodhisattvas. It again depends on the mixed difference based on the generation of motivations. Bodhisattvas motivation, the Bodhisattvas who's making offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas is based upon the generation of bodhicitta, which is to benefit all other sentient beings to gain the state of enlightenment.
She song de sa de jin de ta ja chu men la mi ba ta sa ran jin ji de la mi ba la su bi san bi che ba ta de yang shu ta jin dang jun ren tong su ji guan de xie ba xia wo song de.
So understand that in the same manner, there are variation in the amount of merits you accumulate from the perspective of difference in the attitude, such as focusing on superior and inferior goals, or focusing on your own or the other's interest. So there is an inferior inferiority and as to the and a superiority in making in offerings, you know, it again depends on the upon one's on motivations. If one make an offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas based upon having a desire to achieve liberation for oneself, and if one make an offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas based upon generating bodhicitta for benefiting all other sentient beings to achieve enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. Mm-hmm. So those, you know, there's a difference in these two. One is more inferior and one is superior.
Rani ki che tu ni sanje shangju shenbal chuba piwa le yen ju tuan du ni sanje shangju chuba pi na sana che wan duwa.
So here it says the merit that we gain is far more greater than making an offering to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas for the benefit of other sentient beings.
Da shu ta yen de jang ren jin ren tu se de ro ga se ki de pa shu che wa ga se ki jin ru pi tu na de da che dang ne de ma su chu ba che tu ro.
So then one's practice of making an offering must be continuous. Consistencies, maintaining the consistency of making in offerings, mm-hmm. and this must be done on the basis of genuine devotions and faith.
Ta te jin de san chi ban de lo ta nyin shyo le su wan de lo nyin shyo le nyin shyo la yang han su nyu mo bi san ba shu ta je da jin ren du ta che chung le de da ge na ne chang kun zhe xin de ta che de xuan ju le sa de ba de lo xiao
then the amount versus as well varies from the perspective of the strength or the weakness of your attitude, whether it is brief or the long lasting, and so on. With regard to the wrongdoing, effective attitude that are strong and long lasting have greater strength, and among this, hatred is a very powerful. So then engaging in the Bodhisattva's deeds, which is the one of the texts, it says all the good behaviors, generosity, offering, So it's stated in the engaging in the Bodhisattva's deeds. All the good behaviors, generosity, offering to the Sugatas and the like, and amazed for 1,000 eons, is destroyed by the single moment of hatred,
it says. Jila jija ni sin xie na ni, tela su chun tu bi jo mi ni, san di mi jo gong ni jo mi ni sa, yin bi mi jo san ji chu bi mi sa, jie dang sa, xiong ju le jang sa, kang si din di jie si jian da la, ge di ngin sin jie ba xie ba di, ngin sin jie bi chang xin jie ba ni, nian wan nian ban ji xie, tu bi song xie song so song do.
So anger says, moreover, towards spiritual companions, and even more towards conquerors' children, is very weighty. Conquerors' children is Buddhists and Bodhisattvas here, Bodhisattvas particularly, and the king of Concentration Sutra. When the people have a malaise towards each other, and learning. And ethical discipline cannot protect them from its fruitions, and concentration does not protect them, nor can living in solitude. Generosity does not protect them, nor does offering to the Buddhas. Engaging in the Bodhisattva's deeds, where you to harbor harmful thoughts towards such a conqueror's child, benefactors, you would remain in the hell for eons as innumerous as those thoughts thus sage has state said.
Chidani roa nipa mumbo yobi no nipa no yudusho kundro re sorry.
So among all those, you know, negativities, it says the anger is the worst negativity.
Labadu any conle trosa yu de roa, dusho karazan, draw some but some person and men a churro no wooden roa, to solid gibbon, big nipa chambores. Dean on the shanchu sambal of trona, the bed, cutting maybe sonichi, sodoa.
So particularly if one, you know, generates anger, towards one's spiritual companions, and towards bodhisattvas.
Shansen the Trosona, any Zimba the Sutrina, some tena, any Tesakanga Yano, Joe to Marin, Dabuni Sondoa.
So it says then if one generates such anger towards bodhisattvas, then all of those practice, such as generosity, concentrations, and so on, cannot protect us. So it's a one moment here. it says the one moment of generation of this anger can, you know, create a cause for taking one's, you know, rebirth in the hell realms, it says. So here again, one moment is not at our notion of moments. So in the Buddhist, when we talk about the momentary or the moment, it's a very short, it's kind of milliseconds or nanoseconds, because within this, if you snap it, you know, when you, within this one snap constitutes a 61 moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we were talking about, that's one moment of generating anger can create a cause for taking rebirth in hell realms. So then, you know, if we were to generate anger for an hour, then it is again that negative karma is inconceivable. So it's always, you know, we talked about that last time. We should always be very careful and be guide our actions of the body, speech and mind, because we do not know who is bodhisattvas and who is not a bodhisattvas. So therefore, we talked about that, you know, bodhisattvas are like a fire. It is actually, you know, covered by the ashes, that you don't know whether there's a you know, fire underneath the dust or underneath the ashes.
Mm-hmm. So today,
Rinpoche said we have 10 more minutes, so we can take your questions.
Spirit woman, we speak of purification practices. There are two that are practiced here on Wednesdays, Kyabtro and Drochur. Is there one that you recommend that we do in different circumstances, or
either
one
okay? And the Shah Jan Chia Jorumuchi. Shah Jia Dan Tinsu. And the Namji, that is Wednesday, and the Sami Malawarwa, Sami Malawarwa, Lawal Yang Namji, and the Cambridge Jayada, and it's Joshua, and the Gajan Chia, and the Yoram, and the Kadol Yang, and the Shah Jan. Dig it, dig it, and the Shah Jan Chagrabesti, Shabay
다치 소소 디보샤야리아 팽그레베스 텐디치 남게스 소소 남겐 디겐네 소소 나올이야다 디게데 뎨엔치 독스 결정하지 독스 제베나 소소 디보샤야리아 팽그레베스
팽그레 지나가서 변에 니보 떡이 텐신은 니보 떡이 노는 텐치 떡세이 텐 팽그레 알레가니 로체다 있는 가츠 예게 오네 요거죠 가츠 인디네 디파샤제 제스기 답데 니보 떡이 되오네 요거 이나 가츠 다가랑 제데 아니 샤비 니보란 로고레 소소 스나사에게 아니 주변 로고레 가츠 레가 인터도 걸라다 근데 제나 용토나 라니 긴카이 디파데 메보차 아니 라니레 레 퇴베지 개와요
Yes, this is a purification practice. You know, we recite those refuge formula, and this is what you guys are practicing here. And so when speaking about, you know, purification practice, you know, there are four what we call the forceful purification practice. And reciting this, you know, refuge formula and Jorges is one of the four forceful practices. So the four forceful purification practice will be, you know, we will discuss about that later. It will come later in a different chapter. So through the recitation of this refuge and this Joshua will enables us to which will help us to accumulate merits and purify our negativities, both accumulate merit and purify negativities.
So that control the deba se gro control the deba da de yebi ga ne ani han chu deba la ji jo ba da ani shin chu me je yi dang sen ten ge pe ke chen bre so do
so you know whenever we make an practice of purification, so it is very important that we should always generate or have a great regret and remorse in one's previously committed negative deeds, and committing not to engage in such deeds in the future. So this is a very powerful practice of purifying one's negativity.
Sekarang ngosok kegemari, jadi ya cegu dua tak kegemari. Rani, cuci jenah cendera penggeris, semalam penggeris. Mungkin cuci sengit tenderlo. Madu maci jenah roja jenah yang dongji tenggeru genggo tu robot cengi madu yang sosok ke sembab maci mampuji cahyero. Kuncul lagi betul nani mana cendera man kesun yebi gana ngosok kemagu disi ni kalau yangi. Mungkin tenderlo.
So that's why I always in advise our elderly Tibetan, fellows, to make this engage in this purification practice by reciting, mantras of six syllable, which is Om Mani Padme Hum, and this must be done on the basis of having a genuine faith and devotion to the three jewels, and this will really help to purify one's negativity and accumulate merits, so that we don't really have to rely on anyone. We know how to, recite the mantra by ourselves. And if we can do this in a proper way, and it can really purify our negativities.
Any questions?
When Rinpoche was mentioned right now about reciting the Om Mani, is there like a basic visualizing that would accompany that?
Oh, okay. Okay, sure. And then the Rinpoche, then the Konzo, Kenwa Choliya, the Mani Dhan, those Kamit, those Nangwa, right? So to those elderly Tibetan, you know, people, I advise them to recite this mantra, and because the mantra, six syllable mantra, is the mantra of Avalokiteshvara, which is the Buddha of compassion, and I advise them to visualize Avalokiteshvara, the image of Avalokiteshvara, which is Buddha of compassion, as it is depicted in the Tanka, right? So you see this and visualize this in front of oneself at the level of one's forehead, and not just as an image or it is painted on the wall, or but rather one visualizes this as a real bodhisattva or the Buddhas of Buddha of compassion. So, you know, it's very important that when we visualize those, Buddhas such as Avalokiteshvara, and so on, we must not visualize those as an image, you know, or the statue, but rather it's as a real, you know, beings, real, Avalokiteshvara as a person, and so then. Then this must be done on the basis of having a genuine faith and devotions to the Avalokiteshvaras. And if, you know, if one engages in this practice of meditation for a sustained period of time and based on devotions, then sometime, you know, when we visualize, then it will naturally become like, you know, in your visualizations, Avalokiteshvara in the form of sometime in a meditative equipoise, sometime in the form of giving you advice, and sometime, you know, it's, you know, in the form of giving you some instructions and so on.
Benaro chono su tene sana dongi na bena dusun bejan ro ji chegen na ro ge ro ji chugen na dinji gi shinre ji tuka teni la dai de la yike honje hola tanda oman be meong gi kora ja dyor la da we ji rang ji kora ja ani dela yoze pa de me ba chona rani la phu bi me ba che ani dela de me diti da me ba che
So here a basic, you know, visualization of this six syllable mantra. When you are reciting the six syllable mantra Om Mani Padme Hum, as we mentioned earlier, that we visualize Avalokiteshvara in front of oneself, and at the heart of Avalokiteshvara you visualize moon disk. On the moon disk, then you visualize syllable Hum. And syllable Hum is then encircled by the other mantras, Om Mani and so on, and from which the light radiate, dissolving the light, actually, you know, radiate out and dissolving into yourself. Then that purifies by means of dissolving the light within yourself. Then it purifies. Then visualize that you are purifying all the negativities. It's a basic visualization.
Chenazu kutu de yeme senaroa. Shepa de suni kipare salosona. rwa sanje shangchu senpa se de shepa da zu ni jibare nga zo pan je de de zu gi namba chen yari ma zo shahe de ishi rangi nangwa la shan de yari de je di ko yue chue na kare na do de miba to jebo yari ko
so it's a very powerful practice because when we talk about you know enlightened beings you know their body speech and minds are unlike our body speech and minds because when one reaches at a state of enlightenment it says the unity of body speech and mind it is not like our body speech and mind we have a separate you know gross level of body and we have a speech on the other side and we have a mind and there's something that is non-physical, but rather, so the enlightenment. So when you reach that state of enlightenment, all the body, speech, and mind become become non-dual. And so, and it has such a power that if one can visualize those things when you are reciting the mantra, it's a very helpful to purify your negativities.
So
here now let's you know do our dedications part of dedication here you know we talked about the achievement of accomplishment of you know non-duality of body speech and mind unity of body speech and mind so may I be able to achieve this unity of body speech and mind by means of practicing dharma so that I can benefit all other sentient beings
Shang chu lang je rin bie chang Tāndu nāngjī yīlā pēdēshī jāyū dzībā rindu chōngjī chī nāzāng chūpī tīngjīn chūshī chī gējīn sījī mūdāng mūmīngyū tsērā kūndu jāyū ngābā yī Nāda nāda jīvā mācchī Kāsī tīpā chūlā chūshīchī Chūshī chūlā chūmbā tīvīchī Tūdī nācchī tātū chūshīchī Jāsī shūkī chūchūchī Jūtsū nāmi kūtsī rādīchī Nāgā chīnī shūchī jībātāṁ Lōsā tīmbī chūmī sāsūchī Jūyī mīsī tātū nīchūchī Kārī rāyī Koyi shingansu Pintang dewa mali jungyene Shinri zewa dinzin jangzoye Shabi sinti bong dinjoye Jambi bawe chita chenpa tang Kintu sambo tenyang tijinti Teta kunji jisi daloshi Gyewa teta tangchi ratungu Tisun shibi jawa tangchi chi Kawa kongla chudu ngabati Dagi gyewi zawa dukin chan Zambu shishi ratungu